Welcome, welcome everybody to Blow the Whistle Sports with comedian actor PB Smiley.
Yes.
And me, Wayne Holloway. How are you guys doing? Hope you had a good week, people. How was your week, PB?
Oh, man. It went well. To this morning. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody out in LA, the Ventura County with the smoke, because you know we there. No, bro, this shit, I got, you hear how I'm sounding? I got asthma. And we driving, and you can feel it. You can, you know, see the smoke, and you can it seeps in the car. Like before we leave, I open the car door, and you still can smell some of the smoke.
Wow! And I remember before when it was going on out there, where you could see the at nighttime, it looked like a little red glow.
Bro, it's like that, and we might not be able to get back. It's that bad.
Wow.
So
wow.
Shout out to the people in Ventura that somebody lost their life to. Rest in peace to whoever it was, man. I feel bad for them people because. Me and my family driving on the freeway can see it, like, you know, they like, Daddy, is we coming back? I'm like, I don't know.
Man.
It's a one way.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So before we get into some NFL, let's get into one of your favorite guys, or is it one of my favorite guys? Mr. Ball.
Oh.
NBA basketball.
Ball. Look, I had his back for a long time. You know, I was a big advocate of, you know, that's your kid. You should speak highly of your kid. You should be the one, his biggest fan, all of that. But enough is enough.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So now the young man doesn't have to face any type of repercussions for his mistakes. He just pulls him out of school.
Now, which Ball brother are we talking about? What is his name?
I just call them all the balls. They're all in one big ball. One big ball, exactly. The sad part about the ball.
We got to call his name, man.
Yeah, but the sad part, that's his name is Ball.
I know. Because some people aren't that bright.
LeVar?
No, some people ain't that bright. They think we're talking about the brother that's playing for the Lakers.
What the brother that's playing for the Lakers. He's not even playing his top game because of his dad's mouth. He can't live up to the expectations of his dad's mouth. That's the problem right now. I believe the boy is bad. I believe that he can do the thing. Right. But with his dad, his dad is like, everybody wants him to look like MJ or Magic right now.
Right.
And this is his first year. He can't look like that. Besides the fact that his dad said he's better than Magic and Jordan and everything, people, that's his dad. His dad, he takes Percocets or something. I don't know. Maybe. Something's wrong.
The individual we're talking about is LeAngelo Ball.
Okay.
He says he wants to pull him out of school, correct?
Right.
Out of UCLA.
No. Not wants to. He's out of school.
Oh, he pulled him out of school.
Right.
And he states that Steve Alford, the coach, he wasn't feeling him. Now, this is the same dude that's accused of stealing in China.
Yeah.
Now, what did he steal, supposedly? A Louis Vuitton bag?
He stole some glass. They stole from three or four different stores.
Glasses. And so it's cosmetic type things. You know what he should have stole? He should have stole a damn game. He weak, too. All the damn balls is weak. You can say what you want. That boy played for the Lakers. Man, he looked like Prince. 6'8" Prince.
Wow. Don't put Prince. Prince, remember, we watched the Dave Chappelle show. Prince could ball. Don't put him in the same boat.
If you
boat
put
as
him
Prince.
Next to Prince, you might think he related to Prince. A picture. A mugshot. The balls ain't got no damn game and probably ain't got no damn balls. Listen, let's be for real. We playing with him. LeVar Ball, he's annoying. Too much. He got a gold tooth that he ain't paid for. Do the homework on what I just said. I'm not going to give you the punchline of the joke. You go watch this.
But check this
Keep
out.
Keep smiling with that tooth he ain't paid for.
Why are they even putting him on TV?
Because he got a gold tooth he ain't paid for.
He's not part of the organization, but they're making him like.
Well, all I know is, if I'm incorrect, it's going to take about 2 seasons, 3 at the most, for us to find out if he's that good. I'll come back on the show and say, you know, he balling out. He ain't.
His averages and everything are below. It's not
the,
you know,
the man weigh about 107. He's 6'7".
They put him
he
on the bench in the fourth
shoe.
Quarter. He's always on the bench. He's so size five. man.
You know, I'm just hyped today because that smoke threw me off. We might not be able to make it back.
Oh man, you'll make it back. I pray for you, sir.
All right, before we get all the way in the NFL. Let's stay with, let's go to the Heisman.
Oh, yeah, the Heisman. Which Heisman candidate are you talking about? Are we talking about Baker Mayfield, the QB from Oklahoma? He's a senior. Or are we talking about Bryce Love, the running back from Stanford?
You know, I'm a running back guy. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, but, right. You know, this NFL needs QBs.
That's true.
We need QBs. I'm talking about solid QBs. We don't no more
But we run out of running backs too. It's only usually two.
No Sanchez's though.
Oh no.
Yeah, we need running backs because running backs get hurt fast.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the Heisman?
I think Bryce. I like to roll with him.
Stanford.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're known for being intelligent and that kind of stuff.
They got him ranked number two.
I think he can pull it off.
1,900 yards. 17 TDs.
Yeah. I like the way he runs.
Yeah, he's looking nice. What about Lamar Jackson, that QB out of Louisville?
Oh, they're going to give it to him again? What do you think?
Wow, he's a candidate.
And
he's ranked number three.
What they rank? What does his team rank?
His team is
Well, if they're in the rankings, he still has a chance. But
it has nothing to do with team. It has to do with the individual player.
That's what they say. Look, he led him to a bowl. See, he did it last year. So if he does it this year, then yeah.
What about Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin? That's another running back.
Shout out to Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
It's freezing. We in LA though.
But you got the beanie on.
Oh, man. That's the love. I don't know, man. I think Bryce. I'm still hype of a ball, so just don't pay me no attention, man. I love the father figure the institution of, you know, you're a parent, especially as father, it doesn't get no love. But he tripping now. Your kid's stealing and all kind of shit. Man, go on, sit down, man.
Yeah, what type of home training are you giving them if they going out stealing?
I don't know, man.
They represent the family name when they go out. Just remember that.
Yeah. This is the same guy that said he could beat Michael Jordan.
Wow.
One-on-one. He said he can beat Michael Jordan. Jordan can't do nothing with him in the post.
Wow. You know, we have a sophomore, Ed Oliver from Houston, defensive tackle. He's even in the hunt. He's down at the bottom.
I got to check him out.
Like number 10, but he's a sophomore.
Well, then you already know they're not going to give it to him. They ain't going to give it to him.
Only the seniors, huh?
Yeah. Maybe, well, you know, the brother got it last year. He was a freshman, but a defensive tackle, nah. Let's move right along, man, because
all right.
we got to talk.
Oh, man.
What happened last night, man?
Oh.
To your Pittsburgh Steelers fans and your Cincinnati Bengals, the rivalry is real.
That's real
that
deal.
That was too many damn penalties, and some of that wasn't funny to look at.
Did you see what Big Ben said when the reporter asked, what did you think about the hit? He said, that's AFC North football.
He didn't
condemn it or anything. He was just like, yeah, that's how we get down. And if we see him again, we're going to knock somebody else's block off. That's basically what Big Ben said.
I would say this, bro. I looked at those hits, the three hits.
Right.
The one that was called by the linebacker, Shazer. He hurt himself. You know, you remember? Because his head.
Yeah. You can't even bring him into the equation. Right. Now, prayers go out to anybody hurt last night, or everybody hurt last night, and thinking about you guys. Hope you guys get well soon.
Yeah, they said that Shazer is going to avoid surgery, but he may be out for the rest of the season.
Hey, man, I didn't see that man's legs move, and he was calling for help from the ground.
Yeah,
that was a scary situation.
And I don't think his intentions was trying to hurt him.
No. It was a freak accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by the way they were running in. People don't understand. These men are running at top speed.
Yeah,
and sometimes it looks like they're supposed to let up. It's kind of, if you drive your car at top speed and try to hit the brakes or try to swerve, and you see how hard it is. It's the same thing. These guys are in the best athletic shape of their lives, and they're running top speeds that you wouldn't even believe.
Now, those two hits, that one received a flag, the other one didn't. The hit that Juju put on Burfict.
Wow.
That's borderline, bro. But the way he stood over him, that might be, you know, but that was borderline.
It can't be borderline if he stood over him, PB. If he stood over him, that means he meant to do it.
No. I don't know what's in that man's head.
PB.
No, hold on, hold on.
PB, you can't sock somebody and be like, oh, I'm sorry. No. You can't do that.
If you crack him at the right time, yes, you can. You can say
that. Now, you can bump somebody and say, excuse me. That man knocked that man's block off and then stood over. And then the man was so hurt, you saw he grabbed his leg like, you ain't going to be doing me like this. And he drug him like
He had his flashback. He thought that was his mama leaving him. Okay, now, I agree with you as far as that perspective, but let's deal with it like this then. Have you ever seen a good hit and somebody stood over? Yes or no? So only hits you stand over people is when you know you're wrong?
You can't hit people and stand over them. He stood over this man's body.
I'm not saying that's
both
right.
His legs is over him. You can't do that.
I'm not saying that's right. I just said that was borderline. That wasn't really dirty.
All right. I see we have to option this out. We got to bring in that hit from Gronk too.
Right. Right. Well, let's finish this though. Okay, when you look at the play.
Right.
It's borderline, meaning it can go 50-50. You can listen to me.
I can give it 50-50 if he didn't stand. If he would have hit him and been that was just a good hit.
Because then that could be the Dennis Rodman thing. Dennis Rodman was known for doing dirty and go like this. So then we can say that's, you know what I mean? I'm looking at it from a perspective of, if I look at that play, I can see, I don't see, get him, he was wrong. The penalty he really got the penalty when he stood over him.
Because he intended to hurt him.
He said, I'm about to hurt you. Or did he say, I'm about to make a play? I got a good opportunity to crack this dude who's clearly the dirtiest cat we done seen
You're an intelligent person.
Romanowski.
You're an intelligent person just like I'm an intelligent person. We hit people all the time. We hit people all the time in football. If you hit somebody and they're on the ground in pain, not trying to get up, and you stand over them. That wasn't ill intent. Come on now.
No, I'm listening. No, I'm gonna say it. The goal was to crack you. If when I do it, I laid you out. Job well done, because you deserve it. Because let me finish for who you are, and I got a good damn hit on you. Now the hit later, that I don't know how the hell Antonio Brown still caught the touchdown at the end of in the fourth quarter. That was dirty. You could helmet to that was clear. That was not nothing to discuss. I don't know why he held on to the ball.
People, I want you guys to be the judge and call us at 323-293-3375. We need somebody.
Please.
To be the mediator here because my man PB just said that Antonio Brown going to the end zone to catch the ball, and you want him to make him release the ball so he doesn't. Because, you know, the full act of a catch, you have to catch it all the way to the ground. If you hit the man and he drops the ball, there's no touchdown. That he says that was ill intent. But a man that the play is over, the play was blown dead. He's standing next to another Pittsburgh Steeler, and he comes in and whacks the man after the play is blown dead and stands
that
over him.
That play was not blown dead. Now, that play was not blown dead. And I demand justice, and I demand respect on my opinions.
My opinions are facts. 323-293-3375.
Bro, the play wasn't blown dead, for one. And for two, if he stood over him, that doesn't mean, the intent was evil, because he stood over him.
P, after we go off the air, we're going to sit and watch that play.
I don't want to watch it.
We're going to watch that play.
Because
you disrespected my opinions. I take your opinion, but you said getting the ball thrown to the end zone and somebody getting cracked, you're trying to make the person release the ball.
Did you see that play?
Yes.
Clear shoulder and helmet. Juju had complete shoulder. I'm telling you, watch it again. It's borderline. That play, that I don't know how the hell Antonio Brown held on to it.
People, next season we're going to do replay, so we won't even have to go through this.
Now, we ain't got to argue on this one.
Okay.
Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was tripping.
He deserves a two-game suspension for that.
Give him two.
Now.
That's what
I got him in fantasy football, and my playoffs start this week. I need him. But I love this game football, and he's trying to end people's careers. That man could not see him coming.
Now, that is intent, ill intent. Play's over with. The guy made the play. It's over. Period. And obviously, somebody said, call
you now. Sorry, people. That's PB's phone. I'm just going to have to, you know,
PB. Yeah, I don't know how he got my passcode, but it's my phone.
PB.
Bro, he needs two games. All you New England Patriot fans out there, you can say what you want. You can, and what makes it even worse.
Everybody knows he needs two games.
He needs one at first.
You and know, a big fine.
You know, he needs one at first. You know what maybe he say he needs two? Did you hear what he said after the game? What did
he say?
I'm sorry. You know, with them eyes like this. You know, like he's clearly on some sort of medication. I'm sorry, you know. What happened? Oh, those calls. Did you see those calls? I wasn't getting any calls and I was frustrated. So, yeah, man, did you see what they were doing to me? Give him two. Give him a two-piece with no biscuit. Two-piece and no biscuit.
He busted that man open. Open. Yeah,
probably broke a rib, man. Dude, Gronk, what, 6'5", 260? Dude was like 5'11", 190.
Gronk smash.
Yeah. Other than that, bloodbath, we both picked Pittsburgh, but I was forced to pick Pittsburgh. At first, I had Cincy for the upset.
And Cincy should have won.
Yeah, they should have won.
I think Marvin's time is done in Cincinnati, man. They can't win under his
regime. No.
How's he been there so long?
He must got some information on the owner.
Man, him and the owner must be in. I don't know.
Well, they lose and they give him more contract extensions. Have you noticed that? They win and they keep him right there. They keep losing. Oh, here's another 5 years.
How many times have they been to the playoffs when under him? I had to say like twice.
Three times and they're 0-3.
One of those times.
It was 2 years ago with the Burfict situation.
Not 2 years. I'm talking about when they should have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, when
they changed that rule about going low to the knee.
And it was against Pittsburgh, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how Pittsburgh won that Super Bowl that year.
Yep.
Because they put that quarterback out. Cincinnati would have a title now.
Yeah, they was rolling.
Cincinnati was unstoppable. But
we got to look at Pittsburgh. We'll talk about the picks later. I got them getting upset for real, and I'm not going to change that pick. It's going to be a little difficult without Shazer and who's coming to town. Number one ranked defense. All right. The Giants, they fired the two-year coach. He was able to get them two victories this year, 11 last year, so he was, 13 and what?
I'm happy he's gone. He disrespected a legacy, the Mannings. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. And me and my friend were talking about it last night. We think he did it on purpose to get fired.
He had no explanation.
He was under too much pressure. He was an idiot, in my opinion. You bench the quarterback that's got you two Super Bowls, one when you shouldn't even been there.
Right.
And for what? To start Geno? That it made no sense. Geno. Just to mess his record up. Get him out of here. He's fired. We don't want to see him no more. No other team should pick him up because he doesn't have it.
Well, Spagnuolo will be replacing him for the remainder of the season. Hopefully,
Eli back in the driver's seat.
He's back in the driver's seat. We'll see how that turns out. Okay, it's got to be something else. It's got to be something else. I want to because last time you know we forgot. I don't want to forget nothing. It's got to be something else. Involving the NFL, big story. You got one more story. I know there's one more story. One more story out there, and it is, I guess, this week's picks.
The Patriots have taken the number one spot.
Number one. 8 straight victories?
They took it from the Eagles.
That's what the NFL people calculate who's considered the better team.
Yeah.
Well, they look like they're the better team. Well, let's talk about those picks.
They're consistent every year. They have a real coach. When there's a cancer on the team, he cuts it out, and they have surgery, and they keep moving.
Yeah.
When something's wrong, they fix it.
Take a call.
Oh, okay. Come on in, caller.
Probably about the ball.
Caller, how you doing, caller?
Hi, how are you? Steve Lenati Hills. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I watched that hit last night with Juju Schuster, and it's only worth it a one-game hit. The play was still going on. He was doing a cracking slot. It wasn't that serious.
Can you talk up just a little bit so we can?
I said the Juju Schuster hit.
Yes.
It's worth it a one-game suspension.
Okay, okay.
But you did admit that the play was still going on, correct?
The play was still going on.
I have to look at that again, sir. He was standing next to a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. A Pittsburgh Steelers player. They were standing still.
No, man.
They were looking at each other.
No, this brother from Granada, he know what he's talking about. He my man, he know. The play was still going on, man.
The play was still going on.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. I get that to you guys. I might have to bring that in next week.
No, but that play was still going on, man.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add to it?
I just want to add also on the drunk hit. It's not worth it, 2 games, 1 game.
Wow.
Okay.
1 game.
That man wasn't looking at him.
Okay, here's the thing. The reason
he dove at that man.
No, I agree that the 1 game. The 2 game is. You hear that you get a chance to see psychologically where he's at. When they interviewed him in the locker room, he said, "Okay, I apologize, I'm wrong." Then he said, "What caused you to do that?" His eyes got big and said, "Did you see what they were doing to me?" You know what he was talking about? He was talking about the defense playing him like this, overplaying him and ticky-tack foul, calls that the ref should make. I'm thinking he's talking about, "Did you see what they did to me? What they do to you? He headlocked me and put me in the finger four." He's talking about basic this and, oh, no. Give his ass 2 games, man.
Hey, Steve.
If he threw a couple punches, we won, Steve, but it was just 1 hit.
That was a tough hit, though.
Steve, what's your favorite team, Steve?
Washington Redskins.
Wow. It's a tough season for you, sir.
No, we got him.
Yeah.
My
cousin's gone.
No, that's what I'm about to ask you. Come on. Cousins is playing perfect. Okay, look.
He's a cousin hater.
He's immobile. He can't move.
But
he have a mobile quarterback.
He moves enough. But they're missing tackles. Reed's not healthy. He's played, what, 2 games?
Reed's healthy. Reed just don't want to play.
Deshaun Jackson, he's gone. No, man. You know what, bro? Y'all might want to keep him.
I got the plan. Trade Cousins to San Francisco and get Baker Mayfield.
I'm sorry, sir. San Francisco has Garoppolo. That's not going to happen.
No, hold on. You said trade him for who?
He's a backup. He's a backup.
Who did you say trade him for?
We'll get Baker Mayfield, number one pick.
Oh, they want the number one pick for giving Kirk Cousins up. Yes, sir. Not going to happen. They have their franchise quarterback, sir.
No, come on.
Do better by trying to go somewhere like to the Jets and trade.
No, but we'll have a top 3 pick.
Right. So that's why he's looking at it like that.
Yeah, but Frisco has clearly made their decision on who their next quarterback is, and Garoppolo is it. I see Frisco doing big things now.
I think he wants Cousins.
Bro, no, man, you gotta. Okay, you know what I think? I think most people that feel they should move on from Cousins are going to find out how hard it's going to be once he leaves. Then you're going to find out. I'm telling you, bro. He's not there. He's not your problem.
He wants somebody like Wilson or a Cam. He wants somebody that can run around and make plays happen.
Who can make plays happen? Not just somebody who sits in the pocket and gets killed week in and week out.
Yeah, I understand that feeling. I had that feeling when we had Jake DeLome on the team. Every time he get hit, that little stupid look he had on his head.
Okay, now that would have worked.
Right.
If you got Deshaun, watch that would have worked.
Hey man, y'all would have been looking good. That's a player right there.
San Francisco won the Cousins last year. They could have got him. I'm still angry about that.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Let's say you guys stick with Cousins.
Okay.
You don't for the next season. What do you see?
Mediocre. 6-10, 5-9, 5-11.
Wow. Nah.
Here we are now. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
He got a good point, but I like that guy, though.
I like him, too. He's a fantasy football beast.
He's having another great season. He's top 5 out of the quarterbacks. It's not his fault. I think it's the defense inconsistency, the offensive line. Your tackles have missed 3 to 5 games.
Okay, but if you're paying him $25 million, how can you get better on defense? How can you get better in the running game? You know what you do?
The reason why you're paying him that much money is because you franchise tagged him. Pay that man a contract and then you can free up money. Give him a contract.
Money, though. They've offered him contracts. He won top 5 money.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I said. With Kirk Cousins, he put too much pressure on himself. That's what's going on right now. But, hey, Steve, we got to get through these picks because we're running out of time.
This is your second time calling, right?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, next week, please. Let's do it.
Call back in, Steve. Yeah. We got some stuff for you.
Appreciate it.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dang. We were just talking about Kirk, though. I like him.
He got some valid points there, though.
Yeah, with the money tying up. All right, let's get through this. We got to talk about the picks that we picked last week. Let's see how that turned out. All right, we already talked about Cincy and Pittsburgh. What about the Sunday night game? Told you.
Huh.
Told you, Seattle. Now, here's the thing. Seattle was able to shut down Wentz and Philly to 10 points. The Legion of Boom
looked pretty decent. And it wasn't because of Legion of Boom. I'm giving it solely on that was his first game where it was like a playoff type game. I told some of my Eagle friends that we got to see how he acts when he gets into those pressure games, and I didn't like what I seen in there because he's better than what he looked like. And
yeah, he was pretty shaky.
Man,
no, the Legion, you know,
shaky. He was shook.
They're not as formidable as years previous, but they're still solid.
Right.
If they can get to the playoffs, I don't know. I looked at the schedule. It's going to be tough. In the playoffs, they would probably be more dangerous than they are right now.
Okay.
You know, because they've been there and they've done the dance two or three times.
They're going to be dangerous the whole way, but Wentz, this will be his first time in this type of situation. That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. The postseason is different from regular season. Right. The whole feel on the field, everything. And you have to be mentally tough and ready for that.
Well, they got after him. All right. What was our other games to pay attention to? Last Thursday night.
Well, you know, we went to the that Detroit game because we had that Detroit caller call.
Oh, yeah. Where you at, bro?
Detroit Ravens.
Yeah, Detroit versus Ravens. The Detroit, I didn't.
Wow.
He came in there already banged up. This is the number one defense in the league, man. It's going to stay that way till the season's over.
You can't take nothing away from Flacco. My goodness.
Flacco was okay. That defense got them in them positions.
Hey, I try to explain this to people. Flacco, you say it was okay. But let's say if the defense could be ranked number one and they lose still, everything is blamed on the quarterback.
No, you're right.
So when they win, you got to get the man to just do.
Right. I think Detroit's in trouble. They was in trouble starting this game. I said if they don't beat Minnesota, that's kind of – their schedule's too tough.
Yeah. This will bounce back week for them. They play the Buccaneers. If you fantasy football, start Matthew Stafford. I am.
With a swollen hand?
Yeah. Against the Bucs, he'd be fine. He'll be fine. That swollen hand won't be swollen that game unless he gets hit. And there ain't much chance of him getting hit in a Bucs game. Trust me.
Let's go back to one more, then we can,
All right.
The Dallas Cowboys. They fooled us again, man. Shout out to Donnie.
Hey.
They fooled us again. A blowout over to my man, Steve, that just called the Washington Redskins.
Were
you surprised at how they won?
The Redskins gave them the game. Just like the Carolina game, we gave them the game. By stupid mistakes, the Redskins, they shot themselves in the foot. You're going to win. The other team will win every time. Every time. You saw the game. It was ridiculous. Mirror image to the Carolina game. We have the best team in the NFL. Our punt kicker drops the ball. He gets the ball to him perfectly, and he drops the ball, which sets him up for a score.
Right.
Our punt returner gets the ball. He's running backwards and fumbles the ball.
Right. Well, you got to give some credit to the Saints, too, now.
Yeah, you got to give credit to the Cowboys. Cowboys and the Saints.
Yeah.
You guys did that thing. Saints, congratulations.
They're the leaders of the NFC South.
Yeah, they swept us. They'll lose this week against the Falcons.
Okay. Since you went there, let's start there. We're going to start on Thursday. Excuse me, y'all. We're going to start this Thursday's game. Atlanta Falcons, NFC South
All right.
NFC South matchup. It's a pivotal game for both teams. Reason pivotal for the Saints. The Saints, if they're just two games out. Meaning, right. If they win two straight games, they got the division locked up. Atlanta, they're two games back. Atlanta's 1-1 in the division. It's at Atlanta. Who do you pick? You said Atlanta.
Atlanta. All the way. The Saints, that running game is awesome. Falcons have the same running game. Well, I wanted to point out, there's teams like Falcons, Saints, Minnesota, and Philly. Dangerous teams. Those two-headed beasts in those teams are ridiculous.
I think I'm going to roll with the Saints.
Okay. You take that.
What are the three games you want to focus on?
We're going to bring in the focus. I got to bring in the focus. Shout out to the Cali Cat Pack and the Roaring Riot. Can't forget you guys.
See y'all this week, man.
I'm bringing our game into focus. Vikings-Panthers. We in Carolina. We play the Vikings. We have a bounce back this week. Cam swags out. What Cam has to do is be steaming Willie Beeman. You see they gave him charge of the plays now. He has the plays. He's calling plays. Cam, do your thing. Forget the offensive coordinator. You're going to be blamed for it. Do your thing. Steaming Willie Beeman. I need you to take over this team.
I like Carolina.
Let's move to the Sunday night game. Big game. Baltimore Steelers.
Upset of the week.
You taking Baltimore?
Baltimore for sure.
They're
going to miss.
I'm leaning toward it. I'm leaning right now on the air. I'm taking Steelers, but I'm leaning toward the Ravens.
They're going to need Chase. They're going to need him.
Yeah. Let's bring in that Monday night game. Patriots Dolphins.
You want to go to the next week? New England, they coast. They keep coast. They aren't in fools. You know how you aren't in there. That steam coming. They just.
All right. So, thank you guys for tuning in. We're gonna bring in one more game, which is 49ers Texans. I'm taking the 49ers. I think Garoppolo does his thing.
I think
people don't understand how difficult that Chicago game was. Carolina lost to Chicago. The 49ers pulled it out because Garoppolo kept moving that ball on them.
They didn't produce a touchdown, for one. And for two, Houston plays much better at home.
It didn't matter. That Chicago defense is
good.
Tight.
Pretty good.
Just like the Texans defense, Garoppolo will still move that ball. 49ers.
They get blew out.
Thank you for everybody that participate. That's been watching us. We want you to click that subscribe button. Our page is up. Blow the whistle. Have a good week. And PB, I'll see you back here next week. And I'll see you guys here back next week.
If the fires don't get me. You hear that? Look at my throat, man. The smoke. Peace to everybody in the Ventura County, man. I'm serious, man. This might be it. Fall of America.
Blow the whistle, people. Peace. Tune in next week.